This is a prayer for healing the land. For this is a Bible teacher, Herman Parks, and I will be your host for this next session of intercessory prayer. Please feel free to join with me in these intercessory prayers during these troubled times. This forum is for the predominant purpose of interceding on the behalf of God's people through prayer. To pray ye one for another, mostly to pray for the land. That is, to pray for those issues which plague us collectively, which are called strongholds. Let us pray. As we stand in the presence of you, Almighty God, in the midst of these last days, gathered here together for the purpose of revival, for the purpose of standing in the gap, for the purpose of changing the culture, there is no time like the present for intercessory prayer. Yes, intercessory prayer is interceding of individuals. Nevertheless, intercessory prayer is interceding on the behalf of nations, addressing issues that are larger than individuals. That is, addressing issues that are national in scope, issues that shape the culture, issues that where 1% of the population are manipulating policy for the other 99%. Issues revolve around healing the land. We look at Daniel and how he prayed for his nation, that God would not destroy that nation because of the proliferation of sin in the culture. I submit to you that sin is proliferated in the culture, and it is the church's job to stand in the gap. Now, let us assume an attitude of prayer. Let us stand on our feet, bow our heads, and close our eyes, or look at me as I look at you, if you can. Lord, it is good to be present in the house of the Lord. There are a lot of places that we could have been today at this time. One of the places that we could have been is dead and in our graves. So, it is a blessing to be among the land of the living. Lord, there are some things that happen on this earth, in this land, that we, even I, need to exercise the authority that you have entrusted us with. We, even I, am here to enforce the covenants, what you and Jesus have spoken on the earth. This we can do through intercessory prayer. God, you are looking for those whom you can partner with to accomplish what you want to do on the earth. For your eyes run to and fro through throughout the whole earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to you, Lord. You said that then you will raise up for yourself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in your heart and in your mind, God. God, you are looking for individuals who are willing to stand in the gap to fulfill your purposes and enforce your covenant on the earth. For Lord, you said, so I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. As Samuel said, here am I, O Lord, so saith I, O Lord, standing in the gap as intercession. Lord, I believe that standing in the gap also means that believers are standing in the gap for unrighteousness, even as Daniel prayed for his nation. It means becoming the solution to unrighteousness. Us believers become the salt and light that is going to allow culture to be shaped and transformed so that Jesus does not have to judge that people or nation. We are to fill the gap. Even as Aaron ran into the midst of the assembly and made atonement for the people, Lord, evil still exists on the earth through Satan, but God, you have given the lease on earth back to us through the blood covenant of Jesus. However, we must exercise it to see the manifestation of the covenant promises. God, you are waiting on your people who are called by your name to exercise their authority to bring these things into being. Jesus, one of your last instructions was the passing of your authority to those of us on earth. Our role is to enforce your will through prayer by claiming your promises and defeating the works of the enemy, O Lord. Jesus, you came to defeat the works of the enemy, Lord. For this purpose, you were manifested, that you might destroy the works of the devil, O Lord. We, too, are called to defeat the works of the enemy on earth, Lord. We do not have to ask what your will is in many situations because you have already stated your will, Lord. We are here to enforce your will through intercessory prayer, Lord. Unless we do this, we will not see the manifestation of your will and purposes on the earth. That is why prayer exists. You limited your authority on earth based on our involvement to pray the covenantal promises into existence. Many things on earth do not happen because we, your representatives, are failing to pray it into existence, Lord. You refuse to act without your representative using their authority through prayer and spiritual warfare to activate your desired will. Lord, I am persuaded that a major function of intercessory prayer is to change the culture so that you, Lord, do not have to judge the nations. A primary issue that we face as a people is these last days, Lord. Lord, when asked, when will these things be, and what will be the signs of the end of the world? Lord, you responded that signs would be the fall of the temple and wars and rumors of wars. Nevertheless, Lord, these are not signs of the end, but rather signs of the beginning of birth pains. If we are having birth pain, then we should expect a birth, a response to repentance, a revival, Lord, indicative of what we are beginning here today, O Lord. The real sign of the end of the world is Daniel's abomination of desolation. Until that time, we are called to pray for revival and believe that when we pray, so let it be.